You're listening to SBS News.
Mina Gubran is a Coptic Orthodox Christian. Now in his 30s, he has fond childhood memories of Egyptian traditions at Easter.
We fast 55 days, unlike the normal 40 days that most other celebrations fast. You know, we always remember Easter evening as a big feast full of really fattening Egyptian food, which has its problems later on in life for our community, but yeah, we won't get into that.
Easter is the biggest religious event on the Orthodox calendar. After a period of strict fasting and reflection, no animal products or byproducts, Easter Sunday is a time for communities and families to celebrate. It's a celebration the faithful say represents a triumph of good over evil. Father Miodrag Peric from St. Lazarus Serbian Orthodox Church in Inner Sydney says the symbolism of Easter during the COVID-19 pandemic is more important than ever.
Easter is central event. Central feast of church annual calendar. The understanding of Easter is that God so much loved the world and humanity that he sent his only son to save us from the enemies that we couldn't fight without his help. Good will eventually overpower the evil. So, but eventually I hope that this being through this pandemic and all these restrictions and everything that we had to go through, I think that this is to be a great joy for people and relief, and that they will be able to actually re-establish that sense of stability in their lives.
For Orthodox Christians in Australia, however, Easter rarely aligns with national public holidays and shelves stocked with chocolate eggs. Denominations within the Orthodox Church adhere to the old Julian calendar when calculating religious dates, whereas other churches, such as the Catholic or Protestant Church, use the Gregorian calendar for both religious and secular purposes. This year, Orthodox Easter falls nearly one whole month after the national Australian public holiday. For Orthodox Christians overseas, the date goes unnoticed, but for communities in Australia, including Egyptian, Russian, Greek, Eastern European, Ethiopian and Lebanese, all of whom have believers within the Orthodox faith, it means a bit of extra explaining to those wondering why there is a delay. Father Athanasios Giatsos from St. Catherine Greek Orthodox Church in Mascot says the difference can be impractical, but doesn't deter believers from the message of Easter.
So on a practical level, it's very inconvenient for us Orthodox Christians to be celebrating Easter at such a, a distance between the Australian Easter as people say today. Obviously, we have mixed marriages, families that one member is a Catholic and the other is Orthodox or Protestant, and obviously they had to celebrate, Western Easter and now Orthodox Easter. But that can be a positive as well, where they can participate in both cultures and other events. But I think on a religious, a spiritual level, this will not deter our faithful from coming to church and celebrating Easter.
Jason Christou is a Melbourne local who says a mix of culture, traditions and dates only makes for a more delicious month of celebration.
So Dad's Greek Cypriot and Mum's Austrian Slovenian. Yeah, so it was a real mix of European cultures in that sense. That Hellenic influence was definitely the major influence in our household. But of course, it was a real mix too. So Mum's mum is Slovenian, so we had the influence of those kinds of cooking. And her husband was Serbian, so there was even more aspects of that. And all of that mixed together for, obviously really delicious time spent together.
He says not having a public holiday to mark the day doesn't change anything.
We all kind of had the luxury of having kind of two Easters. Not missing out. I think if anything, we got more, in some sense. We got those holidays and we celebrated, in our way by spending time with family.
Once the clock ticks past midnight on Sunday, the fast is over and feasts and celebrations begin. For over 30,000 Coptic Orthodox Australians, it's an opportunity to catch up with family they haven't seen in months.
I guess every Egyptian family would leave church at, say, midnight. Usually the mass would end at midnight or a little bit earlier, to their family's house, and they'd all feast on, a lot of really good non-fasting food. And then they'd go to their relative's house again in the morning or mid-afternoon. We believe that through the church and through our Lord, not only brings our communities together, but it brings our families together, and a family that may not see each other for months throughout the year.
For other communities, particularly those who are part of what is known as Eastern Orthodoxy, the annual egg competition takes sibling rivalry to another level. Each family member picks a hard-boiled egg, which has previously been dyed red or decorated, and competes with another. The aim is to hit the top of one egg into the top of another egg. Whoever has the surviving uncracked egg is pronounced the winner. Of course, depending on the size of the gathering, there can be multiple rounds before the triumphant member is declared, and often also a few cheaters.
We dye all different colours rather than just the traditional red, and the contest of the cracking of the eggs, or when I say contest, it's become a real contest in the family, where it now becomes almost like you've got a bracket or a draw, like this knockout competition to see who has the strongest egg, including in one year where my brother-in-law chose his egg and then surreptitiously put it in the freezer to make sure he would win.
Easter tradition isn't being forgotten despite many communities now being already third generation in Australia. Father Vladislav Šipovac from the St. Sava Serbian Orthodox Church in Melbourne says for his kids and his community, Easter is much more than an opportunity to eat chocolate.
So those customs have been brought over to Australia with the migration of our community here. I guess the painting of Easter, even not just eating as many chocolate wonders as kids can, also gives you the feast day a special place in the lives of families and believers. I do encourage them to participate, both in the church life, but also to not forget their ancestry. So it's those little traditions that you do together that hopefully will pass on to them. And I see with second and third generation Serbian Australians already in the parish, they can't wait for these special days because they get a chance to remember what they learned from their parents, give it their own little twist, and pass it on to the next generation.
Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.